Sagt der Mishnah weiter, Masechta Sanhedrin, Perik Beis, Mishnah Hey, Ein Reichwin al Susai. No one besides the king can ride on his horse. V'ein Yoshvin al Kisei, no one besides the king can sit on his throne. V'ein Mishtamshin v'sharvitai, no one besides the king can use his like stick. If people other than the king would use these things, it would take away from the cover that people have for the king. And of course, as the Tosfos Yom Tov explains, you can't wear his crown or things like that. V'ein Royin Oisa, you're not allowed to look at the king, Kishi hu mistaper, when he's getting a haircut. Except for the barber, of course. When a person's getting a haircut, especially after he has a half a haircut, you know, he doesn't look all that bekavedik. So you can't look at the king when his hair is being cut, besides, again, of course, for the barber, because he has to look what he's cutting. V'loi kishu arayim, you can't see the king when he's undressed. V'loi bebeis hamerchitz, you also can't see the king when he's in the bathhouse. Shenemer, as the Pasuk says, Soim tasim alecha melech, you shall place upon yourself a king. Shetei emosay alecha, that teaches us there has to be like a fear of the king. It has to be on you. So in our Mishnah we learned you can't ride the king's horse, you can't sit on his throne, we don't use the stick that the king holds, can't look at the king when he's taking a haircut, or when he's undressed or in the Beis HaMerchitz, and that's because the Pasuk says, Soim tasim alecha melech, Shetehei emasei alecha, the fear of the king, the awe of the king, has to be upon you.